Oops, whoa! Sorry.
Hey, is that a new challenge?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And it's not Halloween.
Happy Halloween,
yet
guys.
For us, but
yeah,
it
but
is when
it
you're
is,
watching this.
We are recording on October 16th, but it will be Halloween on the day that Halloween happens.
Well, it'll be that Saturday before, so you know, maybe.
We're gonna release it the Saturday before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when people trick or treat, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That'd be a weird thing for me to know off the top of my head, I think. Because I don't have children.
Well, it usually goes out on Saturdays, so why not? And plus, you have more time to see it during spooky season.
So we're going to release it this coming Saturday?
Well, from the time that they're seeing and or hearing this, it'll be now.
This is really on topic.
I know. This is fits with...
So tell me about your outfit.
You know,
See you spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, I actually made it myself. I have a loom outside the studio, and I put it together.
With rabbit hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a lot of hunting. So that's probably 17 rabbits worth of rabbit hair.
Right.
And I've had it for years.
Okay.
So I put it together a couple years ago, went on a hunting trip, you know, all that sort of stuff. Acquired a loom, which was tough. I don't know if you've been to Looms R Us, but...
Yeah. No, I built mine from scratch.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You built your loom from scratch?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
I'm just joking. I don't know how to do... that kind of stuff.
Build looms?
No.
I think that'd be... I wouldn't surprise me if you did know how to do that, though.
No, don't do that.
But. Anyway, so that's my costume. You know, wove it myself. Pretty excited about it. I like yours.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the folks back home what you did there?
Yeah, I mean, that's... I've always been a Mandalorian fan, like, ever since Empire Strikes Back when Boba Fett was there.
Oh, okay.
I was like, whoa, this dude's cool. And then... I don't know, during COVID, I was like, okay, it's time to build my suit. So I just started building it with PVC, melting it, and gluing a bunch
That's
of random
crazy.
Stuff to things. And
do you use like a torch?
No, it's a heat gun.
Oh.
So you cut it with a jigsaw or whatever you got, and then use a heat gun to form it, and then you paint it. So it's a lot of fun.
That's fascinating.
Not a bad, you know. So I'm ready for giving out treats for Halloween. So
that's going to be really fun. Do you guys usually get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I get a lot.
I get some. I didn't get too many.
Well, then come to our area.
Maybe I should just come sit on your porch and just throw candy at people.
Wear that. I'll hold the gun to your head. Like
bounty. Like a bounty? Does he ever, in the show, does he ever hold a rabbit?
No, but I'm sure he could.
I would guess that he could do it.
He would take in a rabbit, no problem.
He could
no
probably
questions
get it
asked. Yeah, totally.
So I'm supposed to ask you a question to get us kicked off.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Italy. It's pretty cool. Did I tell you how I had to talk my way in, though? They wouldn't let me in.
What do you mean they wouldn't let you into Italy?
They wouldn't let me in. I was camping in the Alps with a German and an Italian-German couple.
Mm-hmm.
And we're good friends, and we're going to drive into town. And Dorothea, I had my kids with us. You know, Christy was there. And they were, like, really surprised at how well-behaved our kids were. Because Dorothea was like, in Italy, they just spoil their family. They spoil the kids just run amok. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So we're driving into town. We wanted to go to Udine to get lunch. So we're driving into Italy from Austria. And there was a checkpoint. And so, they had guards there. And they were like, sorry, it's G8. We have to check passports.
Yeah.
So I had my passport. I had my kid's passport. But I'm in the car with this German guy without his passport. He's like, I'm an EU citizen.
I shouldn't have to have this. Yeah.
And they're like, I'm sorry. That's the rule. You know, you got to turn around. Sorry. You can come back in a couple days when the G8 summit's over. And I was like, oh, this really sucks. Because we were really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I said, the guard was there. And I was like, hey, can I ask you something? He's like, yeah. And he came out and I was like, what am I going to tell my children? And I had two kids in the back seat. And he like looked down. Looked at my kids. They're cute little girls. And he's like, go. Let's go. Let's go.
That's awesome.
We got into Italy. Yeah, that was awesome. It was a good day.
That's a good day. If you can talk your way across borders, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was really happy about that. My only Jedi mind trick, I think I got with.
That's weird because you're supposed to be Mandalorian.
Yeah, I know.
But you still can do Jedi.
But there was a Jedi Mandalorian.
With the dark saber. Yes. We're nerds.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay,
but...
helmet off.
Yeah, sure. That's good. Yeah, you're good. You can breathe now.
Well, now you're not a Mandalorian.
No.
I think
well,
you
I'm
can
not what is it? That sect, right?
The Clad Vizsla clan or whatever.
Yeah,
I
forget. I forget.
It's something Vizsla.
I'm sure it'll be corrected.
It was, yeah, someone will
in the
us.
Comment section.
Someone who knows more than I do.
But we thought it would be fun to dress up for everybody. I know this show can get kind of... We're covering some serious topics sometimes for people, but it's fun to have the Halloween
the
costumes
water bottle
on. Yeah, that's I could hear that. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, that's my water bottle.
I was thinking about this today, and because my parents were actually, they watched the podcast too, and they were asking me, how do you think now, and it's a little different for me because we've just had, you know, obviously we talk about a lot, we've had different trainings and stuff with it. How do you think now that dyslexia comes up in your life, like most prevalent day to day? Like now that you've like made techniques and you have technologies and you can presumably read and stuff like that.
I commented on something, one of our social media, somebody was asking about the times that you ever get embarrassed because you're dyslexia.
Exactly.
And so I commented on that, like, I get embarrassed because I forget people's names or I call them a name that's similar. So in the TEDx meeting, we had Sophia. What did I call her? I forget what I called her, but it was a totally different name.
I don't remember. It happened with Sophia, but it happened with that with someone else whose name was Nick.
It would never happen.
Mm-hmm. With Von Barnes, you keep calling him Van.
Yeah.
Stuff like that where it's not, it's not
It's
wrong,
very similar.
It's just,
it sounds the same to me.
Yeah. It
but
fits
it's not.
With the same technique. Yep.
Yeah. And so, that's embarrassing because I want to do right and call them by their proper name.
I thought the same thing. So I saw the comment and I said, wait, so did you respond to it?
Yeah, okay, I did. Awesome. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to respond.
So I need to respond to here and I'll respond on the social media as well. It happens a lot to me at work because I have to type a lot of emails and send a lot of emails. And I messed up one thing. I remember a couple months ago, we were having a team outing to St. Louis and I spelled out St. Louis in the email and I just got like, criticized
going ST Lewis?
Yeah, instead of ST Lewis.
Okay.
And then I've had other ones where it's just you misspell things. But I think if you find the things that you know that you're confident in and then you just accept the stuff that in some ways, right, with spelling and like, okay, I'm going to have to send out emails sometimes. I'm going to reread it 13 times, but it's not going to make a difference. And I have to send it out at some point, right?
Yeah.
And I have to have a strategy for that. I think what I've done is just like, well, perform in the way and the places you can perform. And then the places that you're going to have those missteps, right? With a misspelling or someone's going to be like, oh, that guy's dumb. He can't even spell an email, right? Prove them wrong in the stuff you're good at.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's kind of how I do it. So I don't, in my day to day, I don't think I fret as much about like, oh, I'm going to send out. That's how it used to be when I first started in the business where like, oh, I got to get this email right. And now I'm just like, I'll get that wrong, but I'll give a really great presentation or a really great speech or they'll talk to me and they'll be like, oh, this guy does know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that as long as you play to your, you know, it's a long winded way of saying play to your strengths, but I think that's the thing I have to do a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. I think, but I reread everything over and over and over again, probably obsess a little too much.
Really?
Yeah.
But see,
and then
you're
sometimes
also,
I'll have Christy read it too, like if it's important, like if I'm emailing TEDx people or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like can't.
But you're also a professor though, so it's a little, I guess it's a little different, but.
Different expectations maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I guess you found your, do you think you found some ways, I know you always talk about your tenure and stuff like that. You think you found some ways around it more so, or do you worry about it as much, or?
I think today what I do is focus more on different learning styles than I used to. I guess just being aware that I'm dyslexic and being aware that there are other learning differences. So like I was never one for like written instruction.
Mm-hmm.
I would orally give you instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some students that were like, they don't get that.
Right.
And so now I do it in writing and orally. And
that's
cool. I'm very consistent on where I post those things so that if you miss a class or whatever, it's you'll know where to find the assignment and when it's due and where to post it.
Well, and I think about it all the time, so much more so now than I used to, of like day-to-day life where I'm like, this wasn't designed for a dyslexic person.
Right.
Like where we talked about the code where it sends the digital code and you're like, and I can do that, but I was just like, this isn't designed for a typical dyslexic person.
A locker.
Yeah.
Combinations.
I just joined a gym and you need to get a lock and a locker, you know, and it's like, I can't do this. I can't tell you, I probably talked about this on this podcast before. My mom and I were best friends with a high school janitor because of how many locks had to just be cut off.
Really? Cut off?
Cut off of bolt cutters.
Because you had to bring your own lock in school or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I could not remember the combination ever. And I would get it down. We would spend nights sitting at the kitchen table for, I kid you not, hours trying to memorize this locker combination. So when I go in the next day, like, you're going to put it on, you're going to know it. It was just gone. Yeah. I think it took me until like my senior year, probably of high school, that I could maybe.
And you couldn't get one with a key?
No.
They wouldn't let you? You had to have this.
They were like, yeah, this is what we do. We do the locker combination locker.
If you just did a key, it would have been fine.
Well, and what I started doing is I just stopped locking it. I was like,
yeah, who's gonna make it look locked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I just started doing. And who's going to take my stuff? Yeah. I don't have anything.
Right.
I just have some bind. Like, I don't even pay attention to the books I had then. Right. Right. So who's going to take it?
Right.
And then I got a second locker next to it. This is not related. But I got a second locker next to it because someone moved, like, down the hall. You could, like, move around and stuff, I guess. So it was empty. So I started selling candy out of that locker.
And you had to lock that one.
Yeah. And I remembered that combination. Yeah. So that was interesting.
I sold candy in high school, too.
You did?
Yeah.
That's
weird.
Cool. That is.
Did you have the cinnamon sticks? Yeah. Is that a big thing? Yeah. Toothpick, and you soak them in cinnamon. Yeah. Really, really spicy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have a whole locker, and kids would, like, come up to it because it'd be right next to my locker. Be like, hey, can I get some? And I was like, oh, yeah, here's, you know, here's some, funny. Give me some change, and I'll give you some. Get some candy. I had started getting snacks like chips and everything in there.
Oh, yeah.
And just sell it for a little bit cheaper than the vending machine.
Yep. But you had a vending machine. I didn't have
that. We had vending machines. Yeah. It was a decent size high school.
It's pretty good. Hey, yeah. I have a story.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I was thinking about like, I was talking to Tomas who helped us with a logo for the Circulo logo that we have now.
Mm-hmm. That was him?
Huh? Yeah, it was him. That was Tomas.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Graduate student. And just, he did that as part of his class project. So it was really cool. And he was asking me a lot of questions about like being dyslexic and things like that. And there was one thing that was kind of standing out to me. I went to the Brown School, which is where my kids go to school downtown. Mm-hmm. It's an old building. And I went in there and they redesigned the Welcome Center there, you know, for security purposes and everything. It's really cool. So I walked in and I'm here to pick up my kids, you know, early, you know, so we can get, you know, medical appointments. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy there working and someone else there working. And I was just kind of, you know, talking.
Yeah.
And I looked over and I was like, hey, there's a vault. That's cool. And it was a door, like a vault door. And I was like, what's the story?
Yeah. Why is that here?
And the guy and the lady behind the counter both like looked at the vault and they're like, yeah, I don't have any idea.
Never even thought.
And I was like, dyslexia.
Yeah, that's a different.
I walk into a room I've never been before. I'm like, I want to know what's the story. Why is there a vault in this old building?
That happened to me. We went to Bridget. Where were we? In
I mean, the ghost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The ghost of Bridget.
Okay, Bridget. All right, where did we go just recently to a restaurant where I was just asking everything about it? Like, it used to be like a train station or something. They had a huge festival next to it.
One in Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah. RFD.
Yes.
Is what it's called. It was a post office.
Yeah, it was like a post office.
And they still have all of the like post office boxes and like scales and stuff like that in there.
But I was the, so it was a post office and it had like all the scales on everything in case you can't hear on the recording. And that's all I was talking to this guy about, like, the whole time. We were probably the only ones being served in there. It was a smaller place. And the same thing. I was like, oh, what's that? What's that? What's that? And the guy was like, golly. You know.
Yeah, but I want to know.
That's just, I think.
You also had to know everything about how the Apple Store works.
Oh, yeah. We went into the Apple Store because I finally got, I travel all the time now.
Right.
And I needed some noise-canceling headphones because the airport was just, it's just a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot of sensory overload for me. And I was like, I need some. They have these great app AirPods now where it's called transparency
AirPods
mode.
AirPods that are?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll show them to you when we're after this.
Are we sponsored by Apple yet?
We should be.
Yeah. Okay.
But
sorry.
There's transparency mode and you can just hear the stuff close to you. So like if you go up to like the person or someone, you know, so you're safe still, like you can still hear stuff really close to you, but all the ambient noise is just gone.
Okay.
It's fantastic. But we go in the Apple Store, Bridget and I do. And I'm just wearing this guy out, like talking about the customer service experience and like talking. I'm just like, how do you do that? Like, because it's so good there.
Yeah.
It really is. It's so good there. And I'm like, how do you do this? I was like, how do you get paid? And it's partially because it's kind of my job now, right? To understand store function and things like that. And it's never going to be like that in a tire store, but we can always make it better.
No.
So I was like, how do you do this? You know, because I've mentioned in the Goodyear stores, I've mentioned maybe we should put like coffee shops in some of these, right? Because people are waiting to get their tires changed.
Yep.
So anyway, long story short, I'm just going all, and this guy's really excited about it. I was like, how do they pay? You know, they must pay you a little bit better than normal. I was like, you're in a good mood. I was like, you must have good health insurance. And he goes, all that is true. And it was neat. But I think that innate curiosity is definitely a big.
Yeah. And I think that too, you played in my second thing that I want to talk about was the ability to make connections between things that most people would not make connections with. So you're doing Apple Store to tire sales.
Yes.
Right? We were watching, Christy and I were watching, like, The Machines That Made America or something like that.
I love that.
Yeah, something like that. And Ford was in it. And they really painted him in kind of a bad light. But,
was that on the History Channel?
No.
Okay, about to say
Amazon Prime.
History, okay, never mind.
It could have originated from there. That's, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
They have the machines, they have the cars, they have the toys, they have the food. Yeah.
What I didn't connect, and I never heard this before, but Ford's idea for the assembly line came from a butcher.
Really?
He saw how people butchered cattle. And that's where he got his idea.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's a weird connection. Butchering to auto assembly. Yep. That's a dyslexic thing.
Oh, for sure.
And then it reminded me of my story with Granddad, where he was like at the airport and they were just throwing bags out. And he's like, why don't we put it on an assembly line like Ford?
Yep.
You know, and it was like, now when you go to the airport, it comes on a conveyor belt, you know?
That's so cool.
It's so nice. But that weird connection, being able to connect two things that don't seem to go together.
Yep.
And
I think that's part of my, like, my new role. Like, I think that's part of why I was hired, because I can just make those connections that most people don't. I'm like, and it's not, it's just the way that my brain is, right? Yeah. And the way that the way that dyslexic brains are, is just, I can connect this industry to that industry to that industry. Everywhere I go, you can see
connections.
Something applicable to what you're doing. And like that's, so I'm going to Columbus this next week. I'll be in Columbus all week for a new pilot thing that we're doing. And my whole role there for that whole week is just, how do we present this to like the public, and how do we sell it, and blah, blah, blah. And how do you make a system that works for the whole country? And I have a week to do it. Right. And I've never seen it. And they just know that I can go in there and connect it and make it, what I mean? And make it work. And I think that's neat. I really love my job, and it's really cool that I get to use the dyslexic superpower, directly in a role. You know, it's directly applicable to a role, which is really neat.
It is cool. How are we doing on time?
I think we're there for this one. What do you guys think? We're at like 18.
Favorite Halloween memory?
Yeah. So it's actually just a funny Halloween memory.
Okay. I like funny.
When I was really, really little, I was picking between different costumes, and I just could not decide. Finally, I decided that I wanted to be a spider. And so I'm like a big spider, and my parents bought me the spider costume. It's got all the legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I go walking out. I go walking out onto the front steps, and it's still like broad daylight, right? Because you're like a kid and you're going out early, and it was probably like 6 p.m., 5:30.
Right.
And I look around and I don't see any spiders. And I was like,
it freaked you out?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to be a spider anymore.
Oh.
It was really weird. And so I just went back inside, and then I was like a ghost or something like that, I think.
Right.
But it was the weirdest thing, because that's never been part of my personality.
Yeah.
But like when I was little, I was like, no, I can't be like openly different like that. And that was the only example of that I remember from my childhood. But whenever someone asked me about a childhood memory of Halloween,
that's the one.
And I think just because it's an anomaly to my personality, I think, where I was like, what? No, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't just be the only person that's dressed as a weird purple spider. I'd be like, I would love to be a purple spider with no one else.
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably one of my favorite costumes was my Road Warrior. I wanted to be a Road Warrior from Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
That trilogy. And I just was really into Mad Max and the Road Warrior. And I guess that's why I still do this kind of stuff.
I think it's so cool that you can
do it. It's just kind of fun. But I remember that outfit, and I just saw it a couple months ago, me and my friend Tim.
Going out trick-or-treating. Because we talk about this a lot. You make all kinds of things. Do you think it's... Like, you do a lot of projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the curiosity drives you? Or do you think you get obsessive? Or do you think... I feel like I have a lack of patience for that sort of thing. I have a curiosity for sure. Like, I could probably watch you build that Mandalorian costume and be really entertained. But, like... When I like try to set things up or do more like intricate things like that, I get really impatient and frustrated. It doesn't seem like that happens to you.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, to me it's like I told you this in multimedia class. It's never done, it's just due. So that's the thing. Like this could use a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Really good.
Tons of work needs to be done on it.
Yeah.
It just works. You know, it's like, okay, does it work? Okay, I can upgrade.
I like that. That's
again,
cool.
Like we talked about at TEDx, it was like, it's kind of like Viking season one, you know? He's just a poor Viking farmer.
Yep.
He wants to raid, France or whatever, and he like figures out there's a land called England, you know, like that kind of thing. Yeah. I think that's how I see most of my projects. Was like,
and I think that's
what
that's
works, how, and I level up.
Yeah. Well, I think that's how both of us, and you've helped me a lot with this, take on, and that might be a dyslexic mindset. So both of us kind of take on life, right? It's like, oh, this is just a period that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's positive or negative, it's like, this is a period that I'm in. It'll change. Mm-hmm. And it'll keep going. There's a great, I don't remember the exact quote. There's a great quote from Tom Hanks that he always talks about. He goes, I wish I knew when I was younger that this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. He always said, he was like, this too shall pass. And I love that. And it's very much in that, in your mentality. And then now I think I've gotten a lot better at it. But I think that's it's a good motto in life, but I think it's more prevalent in the creative type, or maybe, yeah, this, you know, however you want to label it.
You
got
to express yourself. Yep. I mean, you have to do something. Yeah, you know, whatever it is, you know, yep, poetry. And Christy's always writing poems and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. And you know,
well, and that's why we started this podcast. Yeah. I was like, I got to do something, exactly, that's, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of creative work, and I was like, I really want to do
fun.
Something different.
I've really
and
enjoyed
it's,
it.
It's a blast.
Yeah,
it's an absolute blast. But yeah, that's, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I don't have a question.
Oh, okay. So, I don't have one. Maybe we can do one next episode, because I don't have,
yeah,
one.
So thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching. Glad you're here. Yeah,
Dyslexic. On all your major platforms and, mm-hmm, on many social media.
Episode 1672.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Okay. We'll try to respond.
Yep. And, yeah, we love you guys asking questions. It's really made us really excited and keeps us going.
Oh, I have a question. Hey, Jacob. Can I borrow some rabbit meat?
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday on Spotify and YouTube. Also, catch us on TikTok.